Good morning, Albuquerque. It's the Go Local Boom radio show here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Go Local Boom Radio is where we celebrate local business in New Mexico by getting to know the people behind the businesses in our communities. You can find us here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here on 1050 KTBL. And be sure to visit us online at golocalboom.com. This segment is brought to you in part by Rocketbox SEO Albuquerque, a full-service digital marketing agency that doesn't just offer clean web design and manage SEO campaigns. They help you get what you need most in your business, more customers. Rocketbox SEO, launch your business online. Visit them online at rocketboxseo.com. My first guest this morning is DJ Heckus with Exhibit here in Albuquerque. Welcome to the show, DJ.
Thank you, Krista, for having me live today. Thank you very much.
It's so great to have you here. So tell us, I'm sure people already know about Exhibit. You're a foundational organization here in Albuquerque, but tell people who may not know what it's all about.
Well, Exhibit has been around for 18 years. We're a locally owned business, and thank you so much for celebrating locally owned businesses. That's so important for our state. And what we do is we take people's brand and put it to work for them on tangible items such as trade show displays, marketing materials, or interior graphics to get noticed.
And I think that's probably something that you find your clients may take for granted that they may not necessarily need. And so share with us what you've experienced over these, 18 years or so of how you've educated your clients that and show them the importance of branding in that capacity.
You know, that's a great question. Just like what you do in the SEO and all the website, right? It's a visual attraction. What it is on trade show exhibits is you have 3.8 seconds to catch the attention of your audience before they decide if they want to do business with you or not. That's not a lot of time. And that's what we do well, is we put the right message on the right display for their company.
That's excellent. And so you have some major events coming up. So why don't you first share with us your contact information so that people that want to get in touch with you can, and then also tell us about the events coming up, because you've got a lot.
Our local number is 828-0574. That's 828-0574. We also can be reached at exhib-it.com. But what I really want to share with the audience today is our upcoming B2B event. It's on April 24th from 2 p.m. to 8. The 2 to 4 p.m. is the educational roundtables at Isleta Resort. And we've done this for 11 years, Krista, and we've been on your show a couple times. And I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this today.
Of course. And so what kind of businesses or organizations would benefit from participating in the B2B event? I don't know, do you even have any space available for people that are deciding last minute to participate?
We do. We're 79% sold. We always have some last minute exhibitors come in. We usually sell out by the end of March at the very latest. So we only have, next week.
Right.
Think about that. So we have businesses. If you do business here in our state, you probably want to be an exhibitor. The why is you put yourself in front of about 1,000 people. Last year, we had 839. Why I say 1,000 this year is we've kind of changed some things up. Every year, we do a survey and we listen to our audience what they want the following year. And this year, we decided to add more technology, and we've invited all the statewide candidates that are running for governor, lieutenant governor, Congress, Senate, all of the, even the statewide or city, to come for a VIP meet and greet in the expo hall, which will even get more attention with the media coming to all the exhibitors.
Oh, wow. So somebody or a business that hasn't participated in the past, this would be a great year to not only check it out and test the waters for their business, but have that additional exposure from other media sources as well as people that might come because of the political aspect.
Yes, and I think that's so important because remember, whoever gets governor is important for our entire state, and it does affect our local businesses. So you really want to get to know these candidates on who you want to vote for.
Right, absolutely. And what a great forum, too, because it's in more of the setting for the business owner. And so being able to get to know the politicians, the people that are running for office in that setting, which is probably a little bit more conducive to the business owner, maybe get to see them out of context, if you will, and get to see a different side.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned business owners because this one event does attract C-level people. It's usually directors, managers, operations, HR, and business owners and CEOs and COOs. And that's the big audience that we attract. And I think that's important because those are decision makers. And I want them to network, get to know the exhibitors, and even if they don't buy directly, what if they can build strategic alliances to collaborate and help each other's business?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've found that with my business doing professional speaking, training for companies, professional development, that it's not often that one-time interaction that leads to the sale or leads to the business. It's the relationship building. It's them getting to know you. And especially in our state, I think maybe even more than other states, because we're a little bit slower paced, people do take the opportunity to relationship build and then base whether or not they're going to do business with you on that relationship. So it's very much about who you know, even more than what you know.
You know, I so agree. I always hear companies, well, what's my ROI, return on investment? And I always ask them, well, what's your ROR, return on relationship? Because sometimes you can build a relationship at this event that can make a difference in your business. I had a testimonial once from Dave Muir, the CEO of Armed Response Team. He said, DJ, at one of my B2B expos a few years ago, he said, I had a conversation with someone for 20 minutes that could make a triple digit figure for my business on growth. That's what I want to hear.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think what I find fascinating, especially with what I do, I mean, I specialize in soft skills or communication skills, especially in this age of technology, that people think that they can rely on the technology to substitute that one-on-one interaction, and it just never works.
Face-to-face events will never go away. You know, yes, back when the economy was bad, trade shows were cut back, but people were realizing their businesses were suffering. When you go to a face-to-face event and you network with C-level and decision makers and you work the crowd right, you don't go up and start just talking about yourself. You get to know the other person and build a relationship and then see where the business can go.
Right. Absolutely. That's a great point. And so listeners, if you're just tuning in this morning, my first guest is DJ Heckes with Exhibit here in Albuquerque. And she was just sharing about the B2B Expo coming up on April 24th at Isleta Casino. And so get that on your calendar and share with us a little bit again, just for the people that might have just tuned in, about the fact that you're going to have all these candidates that are running for public office present at that event.
We are. I'll kind of run you through the timeline. There's a pre-event all-access pass. If you buy online until the Friday before the event, now the event's April 24th, so I think it's April 20th, you can buy an all-access pass for $35. What that gets you is two educational roundtables. We have 12 who's who, sharing best practices in different areas of business like leadership, marketing, operations, website, all of that. And believe me, they can help your business grow. That's from 2 to 3:45. Then at 4, the expo opens. We have two things going on. We have 28, as of this week, candidates confirmed for a VIP meet and greet with the public. That means they'll be in the expo. You can walk up to them, find out who's running on the governor, lieutenant governor, and all that, and get to know them and ask those pressing questions that you want to know for your business. Then the expo continues until 8 p.m. What I didn't also tell you is we have the best local brand contest, local, for nonprofit and commercial. We just turned over all the applications that we secured through our application process as of last Friday, week ago, and the American Marketing Association gave us the results. We'll be putting them online Monday. So beware, on Monday, you'll find out the top three winners in commercial and nonprofit. Then it's about the people's choice. You can go to b2bexponm.com and vote online. Click on the contest tab and vote for your top winner. We'll have an award ceremony at the event, and they'll be awarded prizes, marketing, and advertising. And we're really excited about this.
That's exciting. And the fact that you're involving the community, I think, is going to take this year's event to that next level, because you haven't had, I don't think, in the past, this kind of interaction with the public in terms of being able to vote and participate on that kind of level, right?
Not on the technology level. It's actually where we have an app that we've designed that we can track every attendee. When you go visit a booth, they're going to know They don't have to ask you questions and collect business cards. Everything is app-oriented now. And that's the new technology that we put on through the AdMe.
Excellent. That's fantastic. And I'm sure everybody's going to benefit from that. So we have a couple of minutes left in this segment. So what else do you want to make sure that our listeners know about in terms of this expo or any other events that you have coming up?
You know, we always have two events a year. This is our B2B large event that, you know, and a lot of people ask me, DJ, why do you put on this event? This is an expensive event. It's about creating social and economic growth for our state and to get awareness to buy local. And that's so important to me. I'm a locally owned business, and I understand the importance of the awareness of attracting other like-minded business owners. And then the educational roundtables are an add-on. Last year, they were a huge success. We have speakers like Mark Herman from CEO. He's the CEO from Dion's. We have Andy Lim, the AdMe owner. We have Christelle Ciarza with Ciarza Social Digital, Mark Gonzalez with Mark Pardo, and that's just to name a few. I'd really go check it out to b2bexponm.com. You can go to the registration tab. You can read all about online who the speakers are, what their topics are, and really get those all-access passes because we're limited to 10 seats per session. That will close out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's not very many. Well, excellent. So, folks, again, the B2B Expo coming up on April 24th, so get that in your calendar. And, of course, you can get more information at their website. And so the website is?
B2BExpoNM.com or call local 828-0574 with any questions.
Excellent. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I look forward to having you again.
You know what I didn't tell you is the price does include food.
Oh.
When you get in, food and one drink ticket.
Nice. That's always a good bonus.
Thank you for having me today, and thank you for what you do in our community.
My pleasure. Well, folks, you're just listening to DJ Heckes with Exhibit. We'll be right back with our next guest. You're listening to Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. Good morning. Welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides. This segment is brought to you in part by Chispas Performance Solutions. Chispas Performance Solutions works with businesses and organizations to reduce the cost of doing business caused by ineffective or inadequate communication. We do this by providing customized on-site classes and conference keynote presentations, as well as breakout sessions and much more. Schedule your free consultation today at ChispasPerformanceSolutions.com or call 505-899-9130. My next guest is McKenna Miner with Horse Wisdom Equine Coaching and Reiki. Welcome to the show, McKenna.
Thank you.
So tell our listeners what you do at Horse Wisdom Equine Coaching and Reiki.
Well, first of all, I'm a Reiki master and have been practicing Reiki for over 30 years, and it's just transformed my life. And I am also an equine coach. So to combine the two together, we do some Reiki sessions, which is on a massage table with clothes on. It's hands-on healing. And then the equine coaching comes in. We work alongside horses, and horses are very intuitive animals. So they cut through all the nonsense and get right to what the person is feeling, as opposed to what they're telling you they're feeling. So we use both modalities.
Excellent. So before we continue, I want to make sure that we give your contact information for people, especially that are already fascinated and want to learn more. They can contact you.
Okay.
So give us your contact information.
Well, my email address is mckennaminer@aol.com, and my phone number is 505-804-6414, and you can contact me either way or through Facebook. You can message me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page for Horse Wisdom, and we can set up an appointment.
Excellent. So for her email address, let me spell that for you. It's mckennaminor@aol.com, and the Facebook page is Horse Wisdom.
Right.
Okay. Excellent. And so I'm going to take you a step back a little bit for people out there that don't know what Reiki is. Tell us as if we were, you know, in third grade and you were wanting to just give us the basic overview of what Reiki is. Because I'm sure there are people out there that don't know what it is and are probably interested.
Okay. Reiki is an ancient Japanese healing modality. It's hands-on. It's been around for thousands of years. And it heals on the physical level, mental level, emotional level, and spiritual level. And it's very powerful work. I specialize in grief. And it transforms people's lives. It transformed my life. So it's very gentle, most of the time very quiet, and it's usually walk away feeling very peaceful and balanced.
Excellent. And so for people that may not be open to, for example, massage therapy or even tuck therapy or just wants to try something that's, I don't know, I want to say gentle. You used the word gentle earlier. It sounds like that would be a good match for them potentially.
It would be excellent for people that are afraid to, you know, you don't have to take your clothes off, which is sometimes very uncomfortable for people. And it's just, like I said, it's very, very peaceful and quiet. We place nice music, have essential oils. We use essential oils, and it's very healing. It's just very healing.
Excellent. And so I don't know of anybody that does the equine combination with Reiki. So tell us how you married the two, because I think it's fascinating, especially like you said, I'm not a horse person, but I know enough to know that they are very good about cutting through the baloney, whether or not it's just to ride them or to lead, you know, one down a path or whatever. So I'm curious, and I'm sure our listeners are, about how you brought the two together.
Well, I think I'm the only one in the area that does Reiki and equine therapy combined. And I don't always do that. Sometimes I just do Reiki. And sometimes if a client comes in and they have, let's say, boundary issues, and either they don't know how to set a boundary with the people in their lives or other things, the horses are really great for bringing those issues to the surface and letting you see just where you don't have boundaries and teach you how to set boundaries. So that's why I combined the two, because I think both working alongside horses as coaches and doing the energy work is just fantastic.
Right. Well, McKenna and I met at a workshop this weekend, and as I was learning more about what she does, I was just fascinated, and I was so grateful that she was able to come on the show. We had a cancellation, and I said, would you like to come on the show? Because I'm sure our listeners would be really interested in what you do. And so I'm really glad that you're able to be here. So listeners, if you're just tuning in, my guest for the second segment is McKenna Miner. She's with Horse Wisdom Equine Coaching and Reiki. And I was just asking her to share how she brought her two areas of expertise and passion together. And so would you mind sharing with our listeners the story that you shared with me over the weekend about the person who was very ego-centered, and you had given him the task of just asking bringing the horse to you or something? It was just that whole interaction.
Yeah.
I thought that was really great.
Yeah. I had a client that was doing an equine coaching workshop, and they were all in their head. Totally in their head, not focused in their heart at all. And I told them, just go in to the round pen and make a connection with the horse. And because they were so in their head, the horse just completely blew them off, totally ignored them. And not until they could drop their energy into their heart could they make a connection with that horse. And it was really, it was very eye-opening to this person, because they thought they were very heart-centered. And to find out that they were totally locked in their head was quite surprising to them.
I bet. And that's one of the things, as McKenna and I were sharing, we're working to collaborate on some leadership training that includes the horses and all of that. So stay tuned. We'll have more information on that coming up.
Yeah.
In the next few months. But what I thought was fascinating about that was that so many times when I'm working with clients, I can see that. I wouldn't give myself the credit that I have the intuition that a horse does. But when you see that in a workshop or in a seminar setting like what I do, you can definitely see where the walls come up in the organization.
Right.
You know, if they go into a meeting or a conflict or something like that with that kind of energy, of course people are going to shut down, or they're going to walk away or act the way the horse did.
Right. Exactly. And the horses are both very strict and very gentle and loving. So if you give them an opening, they'll show up for you. They'll walk over to you. We were working with a vet one time, and he had PTSD, and he'd just gotten back from Iraq, and he was very traumatized. And one of the coaches, the horses, came in and just wrapped his neck around this guy's whole body and just held him. It was so touching and so, I don't even know what the word is. It was just so empowering for this man, to this big macho vet, to let his heart open and let this horse give him unconditional love. It was just amazing.
I bet. Like, I can imagine what that would have been like for that person.
Right.
And just that whole idea of moving from your head to your heart and, you know, back and forth, I think, especially as fast-paced as our society is moving these days, that there's a tendency to get stuck there. I know I'm guilty of that more often than I care to admit, of being in my head so often, and being able to reconnect from that heart place and have that balance. Because it's not about only being in the heart either, because I think that's...
Right.
Probably not effective either.
Right. It's not effective to be locked either place, because you have to be able to, you know, live in the world and make rational decisions from your mind. But to be in your heart means to live with an open heart, means that you are willing to make yourself vulnerable. And that's where the Reiki comes in. It opens up your heart center. And it's very healing. It's very powerful work. It's very transformative. And a lot of people just like doing the Reiki, and they don't want to go to the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And some people like working with the horses, and they don't want to do the Reiki. So I have just Reiki or just coaching. And when it's called for, I do the combination of both.
Well, and that's great for your clients. I'm sure that they have that flexibility, and so you can use your expertise as well as your intuition to find out what's going to work best for them, but then they can also give you that feedback as to what they feel may work best for them.
Exactly.
And so a person that may be interested in securing your services, how do you do that? Do they call you up and set up a consultation, and then you figure out if it's a match, or walk us through what that would look like?
Well, it's real easy. You call me. That's probably the best way to reach me, or if you email me, I'll call you, and we'll just set up a consultation on the phone, and then we'll set up an appointment to do either Reiki or coaching.
And again, let's give folks your phone number, 505-804-6414.
Correct.
So they set that up, and then go ahead and continue?
Well, then we just pick a time and a date that's compatible for both of us. And it's an hour-long session. It's $60 a session. And
so $60, that is so reasonable.
I think so. It's I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for the healing. I want to help heal people because there's so much damage. I think all of us have a little bit of PTSD just from life. And so the Reiki is amazing work, and it heals those spots in us. Reiki is, we say that the trauma that we have all experienced at some point in our life gets stuck in our bodies in cellular memory. And the Reiki goes in like a stick of dynamite and blows that stuck energy up.
Nice. I think I need some right now.
Let's do it. and so then it just, you know, the stuck energy is dissipated and good energy comes in, loving, healing energy comes in and replaces that. And you just have a very transformative experience.
So just taking a moment to process that, because I think as people might be hearing this, there are probably people, as you've probably encountered in your practice, where the wall's growing up already, that's thinking, oh no, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Even though people in their environment and their families, et cetera, have been maybe gently or not so gently guiding them and saying, okay, come on, you've got to do something about this. And so, folks, if you're listening, if you're stuck, if you think that, you know, this might be something that would help you, or maybe if you don't think that it could, give McKenna a call. She's very approachable and very genuine, and her passion for what she does really comes through. And so give her a call and find out, because you never know. The more you know, the better you do. And who knows, why not blow up that trauma?
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show this morning.
Thank you so much, Krista.
And I could talk to you the rest of the hour, you know, on Reiki. Unfortunately, you don't have all that time. But let's give you your contact information again. So you can contact McKenna at 505-804-6414. And again, with Horse Wisdom Equine Coaching and Reiki. She's also on Facebook. And you can email her at McKennaMiner@AOL.com. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So we'll be right back with our next guest. You're listening to Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. Good morning and welcome back to Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. This segment is brought to you in part by Social Bee Social Media. Want to spend less time on social media and more time doing what you do best? Social Bee is your social media game changer. They optimize profiles, help develop consistent branding, and enhance the connection between you and your clients. Contact Social Bee for all things social media. My final guest this morning is Esteli Juarez, and she wears so many different hats. So I'm just going to introduce her by name and let her tell you what she's representing today. So welcome to the show, Esteli.
Thank you so much for having me. I do wear a couple different hats. Today, I think we're going to talk about the latest book release, Not That Tragic, A Year-Long Journey of Love and Loss. I also am a local attorney. I've been practicing for a little over 8 years now. I have my own business called Mujer Rebelde Consulting, and I've been published a few times. It's my second publication. I also am developing and running a workshop about loving without attachment, and that has been, the pilot is running right now. It's been going really great.
That's so exciting. And every time I talk to you or I hear from, because Esteli and I know each other through her cousin. Her cousin and I are really good friends. And so I hear the updates. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is she doing now? Like, that's amazing. And it's just always something more and more amazing. And she's a mom. So it's not like she's, you know, this single carefree person with just her own life. I mean, she's raising four beautiful little boys and just became a certified yoga instructor. And so amazing things coming from Esteli. So tell us about your book. I got a chance to read some of it and it's fantastic. So tell our listeners.
So the book is kind of a snapshot in the life of 1 year of a relationship. The relationship overall was 3 years. And when I came out of the first year of it, I was reviewing things that I had written in that time. I'd never really published any of my poetry before. The other times I'd been published had either been scholarly work or some essays in a book called Revolutionary Mothering that came out almost 2 years ago now. And I was looking at it, and as I was sharing it with people, I was getting really positive responses. People really enjoyed the stuff that was there. So I thought, let's put it together and see kind of what comes out of it. My sister had made a joke about this title, about it not being that tragic. The backstory is we were having a discussion about the relationship one day, and she said, it's like Romeo and Juliet. And I was like, oh, that ended in death. Like, I hope it's not that tragic. And she was like, well, it's not that tragic. And so I put it together, and it took a little bit of time and manipulation to kind of pare it down. I had some really great editors that helped me along the way. We went from a 130-page book to about 75 pages that were it was really cultivated and picked. And it's just kind of a look at the progression of this one relationship that had a really big impact on my life. At the end of the book, when you get there, there's a little surprise at the end that causes people to go back and read the book from the beginning again, which I've really enjoyed. When I first was sending out samples of it for people to read, the people who knew me personally kept saying, you've got to share this part of the story. This part is the really exciting part. And my first editor, after she read it, we sat down and she said, okay, well, tell me about, this is about your divorce. And I said, well, kind of, it's about my divorce, but it's also about this other relationship. And she looked at me like, I have to go back and reread everything because I read it with this lens of this was about your divorce and it's not. And so that kind of, it's kind of this little bit at the end that causes people to go back and read the book again and kind of changes perspective. So I ask people not to tell that part when they read it, to let everyone kind of find it on their own.
Right. And that's so great because I think whether it's poetry or prose, that whole idea that introduces perspective and then, you know, when they finish reading the book and realize, okay, wait a minute, now I've got to go back. It just brings, it's almost like they've got another book, like they have two books because they read it with one lens, like you were saying before, and then go back and reread it. And so it's this whole new experience. And then maybe even if they read it a third or fourth time, then their own life becomes part of it to some extent.
Yes, definitely. I think that perspective thing is really key. When people approach poetry, typically, you know, we don't know what the writer was thinking when they wrote it. We're just taking it in based on our own projections of what we feel when we read it, which I think is incredible. And the people that have enjoyed this book and the reviews that I've gotten back on it have been really great. People have really loved it. But there's also, I think, a layer for women about kind of shame that we carry around certain kinds of relationships. And when you get to the end of the book and you kind of get this big reveal, I think it causes especially women to go back to the beginning again and say, oh, man, how many times have I kind of judged myself for my actions and not appreciated the beauty of this whole thing because I was so mad at myself for the mistakes that I made or going down a path that I knew I shouldn't have gone down, which I think has been really well received.
Excellent. Well, folks, if you're just tuning in, my guest this morning is Estelie Juarez. She is with Mujer Rebelde Consulting. She's also a local attorney. And she's sharing with us her latest book called Not That Tragic. It's a book of poetry. And sharing what, you know, some different pieces of feedback that she's received, which have all been rave reviews. And so you've got to get out and get it. So with that in mind, Estelie, share with us your contact information and how they can get the book.
Yes, for sure. So the book is on Amazon. You can go on there. You can search for my name or search for the title of the book and you can pick up a copy there. I also sell them personally if people want autographed versions. A lot of people who buy my books know me so far. This is, you know, being an author is not paying my bills as much as I'd like. Being a lawyer still does that. So most people who want to buy my book are people who know me. So you can get there through me, Mujer Rebelde Estelie at Gmail, or on my Instagram at Mujer Rebelde, or on my website, MujerRebelde.com. I also have a Facebook under my name, Estelie Juarez, Estelijuarez. Sometimes it's a little difficult to spell. But yeah, pick up the book. I will be in Atlanta in 3 weeks selling the book at an event, a women's only event called A Seat at My Sister's Table about business and marketing for women.
Excellent. And so do you have any book signings coming up or anything like that or something we can help you with to get you some local book signings?
I need to do that. I have not. So the book came out on July 6th, which is the birthday of the man that the book was written about. And I, during that time, as you said, I was going through yoga teacher training. So I released the book. I was able to sell some of them. And then I got really busy with yoga teacher training and being a mom. My kids came home. And so I have not done any signings locally. I'm hoping to start doing that this summer once things get settled in a little bit.
Okay, excellent. We'll have to have you back when you have the book signings all set up and so people can know how to meet you. And I mean, obviously, hopefully they contact you before then, but to be able to get the, you know, the readings from the author and all of that that happen at book signings, which make book signings great. To experience the other people that have experienced the book, I think is also an important piece of a book signing event.
Yes, definitely. It is. It's really exciting. My sister jokes that she wants to do the book signing. She wants to do the readings so that she can give everyone a little bit of insight and perspective as to how she received this relationship as I was going through it as my best friend.
Well, that could be her book.
Yes.
Like, that's the companion book.
Yes. She said she would do written edits and then sell those copies.
That's funny. Well, that could totally be a companion to this one. So they'd have to read yours first, then reread it, because that's a necessary element now. Just
yes.
Reread. You have to read this book twice, and then they'll read her version, and then get a whole different, and then they'll go back and read yours again.
To see how it looks, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. That lens, I think, that colors our perspective. And, you know, that's great that your sister is so supportive, because I think sometimes when family members are successful or they're able to pour their heart out, sometimes family members can feel left out or feel jealous or feel whatever the emotions might be. And so that's such a blessing that your sister's so supportive that way.
She is. She's been really awesome. And I think, you know, as women, we go through these relationships that are not always ideal or are not always super healthy for us. And we often turn to our friends. And so, you know, as we're experiencing it and maybe going back and forth, waffling back and forth in a relationship, breaking up, getting back together, it's our friends who are sitting by our sides going, you know, either, yes, you can do this, or no, please stop doing this. And I think her perspective is really key in terms of how women are kind of, how we relate to each other, how we support each other, I think it's really beautiful.
Right. So I have the book here, and I know this is kind of putting you on the spot, but do you mind reading one of your favorites or one that just stands out for you?
Yeah, I will.
Cool. So again, as she's finding the page, this is Esteli Juarez, and she's the author of her book, Not That Tragic, and you can find it on Amazon. You can also go to her website, which is mujerrebelde.com, and I'll spell that for you. It's MUJERREBELDE.com, and you can also contact her at mujerrebeldeesteli@gmail.com. So did you find the one that you're going to share with us?
Yes.
Okay.
And this one's called Bolillos, which is the Spanish word for moth. But what if they're not butterflies? What if they're moths? What if they're moths and they're trying to escape the darkness inside of me because it's scary, and they're flying toward the light in my throat to run away?
Hmm. Deep. Yeah, the ones I read were also just as deep. So I love that. We have time. Well, we have a couple minutes left, so you can go ahead and pick one or two more.
Yeah. So the book is separated into segments. So there, it's the beginning is the beginning of the relationship, and it goes through towards the end. In some ways, by season, in some ways, by life cycle, it just kind of developed in this three-part series. Unbearable. Unbearable, she said. I must be unbearable to love. She felt lonely in this and validated, like all the pieces finally made sense. I am unbearable. Which is why love is always so fleeting.
Mm. Wow. And folks, when you get your copy of the book, you'll see that the cover is actually a butterfly, and then in front of it is a heart. Not a heart like a Valentine's heart, but the heart, an anatomical heart, which I think is really profound in and of itself because of the, you know, what the book is about.
And this image was actually created, and it's an anatomical heart that is a cactus. This image was created by my other sister. She's a digital painter. Her name is Maggie Juarez. And we actually just printed up stickers of these, and we're working on two more, similar images, one with a yucca and a cabbage moth, and one with one of those little fuzzy moths and a little fuzzy cactus, because the image has been really well received. People have really loved it. I think she really captured, for me, kind of the essence of my Chicana identity and kind of how it was played into the book. And I thought it was really beautiful.
Well, and that whole, you know, with the relationship, it is a bit of a metamorphosis, if you will. And ideally, we come out of it flying, even if it was hard and all of that. But when we come out of it with the lessons and so forth, we are able to fly and soar. And so the butterfly, at least that's what I take from it, represents that.
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. Well, we have about a minute left, so give us your contact information where they can get the book one more time before we wrap up the segment.
So the book is on Amazon. You can search my name or the title of the book. You can also find me on Instagram is really the best way to keep up with me right now. My webpage is still under development. It's not as great as I'd like it to be right now. So Instagram @MujerRebelde is a great place to find me and to keep up with me. If I'm doing any events, they're always on there. If I'm out in the community, you'll be able to see it. I keep my stories updated. I keep people updated on what I'm doing. So definitely find me there.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So folks, that was Esteli Juarez and her book, Not That Tragic. And we'll be right back with the show wrap up. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. Stay tuned. Good morning and welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. I'm so grateful that you tuned in this morning. And I hope that you took my challenge seriously the last several weeks about sharing the show with new people. We want to expand our listener base and let people know in and as well as out of state about Local Boom Radio and support local business. So thank you for doing that. Our guest lineup was, again, as always, awesome this week. And so my first guest was DJ Heckes with Exhibit, and she was here to talk about the expo, the B2B Expo, coming up on April 24th. So you still have time to get your tickets as well as to be a vendor. She said that they're about 79% sold. So if you are looking to promote your business and this is something that maybe you've considered in the past, now's the time, especially the fact that they're going to have a great number, if not all, of people that are running for public office. And so there's going to be an expanded presence of the local media. And so this is a great opportunity for you to get your business seen by maybe people who you wouldn't normally have exposed to your business. So that's Exhibit the B2B Expo coming up April 24th. My second guest was McKenna Miner. And again, she is the Reiki expert with Horse Wisdom Equine Coaching and Reiki. And just a fascinating practice. And I think, again, that as we are so busy in our lives and just dealing with the day-to-day, that sometimes what we have dealt with in the past or maybe have tried to sweep under the rug sometimes comes up and it can get us off center. We're not our best selves. And so Reiki is definitely an approach that I highly recommend. I've had actually just one treatment or experience with it in the past, not by McKenna, but by somebody else. And it really was eye-opening and healing, as she referred to in her segment. And so give her a call for a consultation at 505-804-6414. And again, $60 for an hour session is really reasonable, especially if it's going to help you move past any blocks that you might have in your energy field. And then finally, my final guest were Jana Quintero and Cisco Winfield with Duke City Herbs and Bake Shop. And again, fascinating what they are doing with their business in terms of helping healing within the community. And so we had two back-to-back segments about healing. And so one is that more energy approach, and then working with the horses, and then Jana and Cisco at Duke City Herbs and Bake Shop, the more internal approach, if you will. And so I encourage you to go stop by and visit them, if for nothing else, to get educated. Because the more we know, the better we do. And as we are more familiar with what is in our communities, we can also support their business by either referring people to them or using their products ourselves. And that's not only for John and Cisco's business, but for all of the people that we've had on Go Local Boom and for our future guests. So thank you again for tuning in. And this week, I am going to simply not give you a tip per se, but just encourage you to shine your light. Last weekend, when I met McKenna at this workshop we were both attending, it was about the idea of not playing small, about being our best selves and being authentic with what our Creator has given us. And I think oftentimes we can be our own worst enemies. We can stop ourselves. And as it is often said, it's the start that stops us. And so I want to just encourage you, as we get toward the end of this month of March, can you believe it's the end of March already? That you stop playing small. You're not serving anybody by not being your best self. And so I simply encourage you to shine your light, be kind, and seek out the goodness that is out there. Because in this current world, it's often that we hear so much negativity, and in journalism and in media, it's often the saying about if it bleeds, it leads. And that's one of the great things that I love about doing this show, is that I get to promote people that are doing great for our communities in terms of business and organizations and not for profits. And so I just encourage you, whether you're a business owner or you're retired or whatever your state is now in your life, to shine your light. Get out there and be positive and have a positive impact on our world. So thank you for tuning in this week. I look forward to being back here next week. Share us with everybody you know and visit us online at golocalboom.com. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL, and I'm Krista Benavides. See you next week.